This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Our guest today is Jamaican-born Aussie actress Zara Newman. You've seen her in Wentworth, Childhood End, Rush, and now is Leanne in the Aussie rom-com Long Story Short. Directed by Josh Lawson, it's about Teddy, who wakes up the morning after his wedding to discover that every few minutes he's jumping forward to the next year of his life.
Congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
I don't know how upcoming it is. He wants out a date.
We'll talk about it later.
Later.
Teddy,
what is it with you and later?
I can't do everything right now.
No offence, but you look very bloated.
That's pretty normal for being pregnant.
You're pregnant? Don't freak out. I think I have travelled through time.
Yeah?
Yesterday, we got married. And today...
Say hi to Daddy.
Here he is.
Zara, what was it that appealed to you about Long Story Short?
When I first read the screenplay, I mean, one of the things that attracted me was the repartee that is really clear between Teddy and Leanne, the married couple in the film. They have such good banter, and they have a really strong affinity in terms of how they do wordplay and how they play around with each other and stuff like that, and that was really attractive to me. Also, when you read the screenplay, the scenes are actually quite long, and you know, generally in a screenplay, you know, for film and for television, they're really short. They're just like half a page or a page or something like that. And I come from a theatre background, so when I read the scenes and there was a lot to kind of sink your teeth into, I was like, oh, okay, great. Like, it felt, you know, much more comfortable for me to be able to, I felt like I got it more, you know. So, yeah, those were two things that really stood out to me initially. And I talked to Josh about that as well, about how he'd written it. And it was, you know, the scenes were really long and compared to what you might normally find in a screenplay.
Yeah, so, a much more immersive experience, perhaps. And Leanne is a really strong character, a strong woman in the film. How would you describe her role in connection to Teddy?
Well, I think, you know, what I definitely wanted to focus on was that they were really an equal partnership, you know, and that she kind of matched him, particularly, you know, in terms of wit and being fast and funny and stuff like that. So that was really important, that they felt like they were, you know, they were friends as well as lovers. You know, it wasn't kind of this imbalance. I think that, and also Leanne can probably see where Teddy might be lacking, you know, in terms of his propensity for procrastination and stuff like that. But she has faith in that, and I think she has faith in his capacity to go and to become, you know, to eventually, you know, become better at those things.
Yeah,
know?
She's very independent, but she's also this long-suffering supporter of Teddy too.
Yeah, well, I think just because someone disappoints you doesn't mean that you don't still love them and doesn't mean that you can kind of erase that love for that person from your heart. One of the saddest parts of the films is them having to get this divorce and having to break up. It's not that they don't like each other anymore. Certainly from Leanne's perspective, you know, I never felt like it was, oh, I hate you and you're so terrible and I can't deal with you anymore. It's actually much sadder than that. It's, for whatever reason, you're not as, you clearly, by your actions, like you're not as committed to as you kind of need to be. And I would want you to be, you know, to be in this relationship, and I don't want to make you unhappy. If you're unhappy, the last thing I want you to be is unhappy. So if us not being together is the way to do that, then that's what we'll have to do. So, yeah, it's a kind of letting someone go to let them grow.
Right.
which is actually, I think, a little bit sadder and harder.
Yeah, absolutely. It is much tougher. And Teddy and Leanne meet in quite unique circumstances. Do you think that you would start a relationship with a guy if they accidentally kissed you on New Year's Eve?
Oh, that first scene. I think, you know, part of the thing that, I mean, of course, no. I mean, I Zara probably wouldn't, but I wasn't playing Zara, I was playing Leanne. But I think part of what that scene set up is their cheeky nature, and that she is, you know, she can, again, that thing of Leanne being able to match him, that she's not fazed by his quirkiness or his wackiness. If anything, you know, it attracts her to him. her ability to match him, I think, is what attracts him to her.
Yeah, when that moment begins the movie, I just knew. I was like, okay, this is going to be a fun one. I'm liking where this is going. It's got a really sweet, you know, nature to it. But on the whole, long story short, is a movie that touches on something I think a lot of people from all cultures can really relate to, that passing of time and how it can sometimes feel like it's really slipping away. Why did that message resonate with you?
You know, it's funny, the theme of the film obviously is coming up a lot, and it's funny, we made the film in 2019, you know, before we were so blissfully ignorant to coronavirus. Mm. And given the year that we've all come out of, and some of us are still in globally, I think that idea of time, but also what's important, like taking time to recognize actually what meaning for you and what's important to you in your life. I think a lot of people had to deal with that last year, and so for me, that resonance in the film kind of has greater weight given the year that we've had, you know.
Yeah.
Being able to take stock and go, oh wait, everything is so fickle, things can be taken away at any moment, and so honoring the small and simple things that are actually the really important things in your life is important to do and to know what those things are.
And one thing I noticed when watching the movie is that it's cast Australians of all different racial backgrounds. As an Australian story, what do you think the movie says about who we are as a nation with the variety of casts that were included?
Well, that exactly what you just said, that we're all Australians, and it's a reflection of Australia as it is now, you know. It's really great to be a cast like that. But also that's not the focus of the film, you know what I mean? It's not a problem in the film. Nobody needs to explain it. Nobody needs to explain my background. Nobody needs to explain why Teddy has a British accent. I mean, Teddy has a British accent because race is British, right? But nobody needs to explain why anything is the way it is, because that's just the way the world is now. You have friends and you have family who come from different ethnic groups and come from different cultural backgrounds. So that's the reality of certainly, you know, living in a metropolitan city in the first world. So I think that actually what the film does really well is that, yes, it casts as Australia looks right now. Also, it doesn't try to apologise for it, explain it, put any caveats around it, which I think is really important.
Absolutely. It doesn't politicise it at all. It just is a true reflection of, as you've said, cosmopolitan Sydney. And one other thing, when Josh Lawson cast you, he said that you were the one to beat. He was looking for someone who could be better than you if you were not going to get the role. And obviously you did the job, because there you are on screen. What was it like working with him?
Working with Josh was really great. He's got an acting background as well. I mean, he still works as an actor as well. So he's got experience on the other side of the lens. And it's really beneficial as an actor having somebody like that who has an experience of what it's like in your shoes when you're trying to work things out and you've got, you know, anxieties about stuff. It's really wonderful to have a director who knows what that's like. And I think Josh has a great sense of knowing when to insert himself, when to remove himself, you know, what an actor might need in a particular moment. It also means that communication is really easy, you know, across the campus in terms of, you know, talking between scenes or needing more information. You know, he's really available, and he allows, I never felt like Josh was precious about the work. You know, he's written it and he's directing it, so he obviously knows it very intimately, the content. And I would say probably has a really strong idea in his head of how he wants it to be. But that was never imposed on us as the actor of the show. You know, he really allowed us free rein to explore as we needed.
Yeah. So as your first big feature film, has it given you a want to do more, or will you return to doing other theatre projects?
No, definitely I want to do more. I mean, it's been a bit long between drinks. It was 2019 and, you know, we've had 12 months of 2020. But no, absolutely, I'd love to do more, you know, and more television. And that's what's really great about right now. You know, it's actually a bit of a boon in terms of filmmaking and projects being put on in Australia right now. So, yeah, it's an exciting time.
And I do have to know, Zara, when I finished watching Long Story Short, I suddenly was like, okay, I've got to tell everybody that I love them. My friends and family need to know how much they matter to me. I've got to seize the day. Did it have a similar effect on you after production? Did you feel more motivated to just make the most of life?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I was really fortunate that right afterwards, I actually, and again, like before coronavirus, right after we finished filming, I was able to go to New York with my partner and do a white Christmas in New York over December and January. And so being able to just share that time with him for sure was really wonderful. But I think also, you know, what the film did, not only just in the themes of the film, but in the way that we made, you know, Josh was really keen to remind us that we're making a film and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's great to, you know, it's great to make a film. And having people like Ronnie Chang around and Rafe, you know, Ronnie's hilarious. Having people like that on the set to was buoyant and remembering that this is amazing, like being able to get a film off, get financing, get support. We're finally here. It takes, you know, people I think don't have a knowledge of exactly how many things have to come into place in order to actually get a film off. It's a lot and it takes a long time. And so getting that's amazing. And let's enjoy it and seize it. So, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.